This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. Stone Mountain, just east of Atlanta, is well known for its carving of Confederate heroes. But one woman wants to bring attention to the living folks who people the trail. Just before the weather turned chilly, WABE's Mike Johns made the hike with her and has this story.
It was a beautiful, windy day at the base of Stone Mountain's walk-up trail.
I have no idea what's going to happen.
I have no idea what's going to happen either.
What I do know is that this is Shannon Byrne. She works in book publicity, but for the last year or so, she's been hiking up Stone Mountain a lot.
And actually, almost daily for several years. But only recently did a pattern start to appear about how many people from all over the world seem to come here.
So Shannon just started striking up conversations with people that she encountered there. Then she started taking photographs and writing these stories down. And almost without realizing it, she began assembling an oral history project, drawing from that 1.3-mile stretch of trail.
People from Sudan, people from Croatia, people from Bosnia, Muslims from all nations. It's beautiful. And they have so much to say, and if you're willing to talk to them, you can learn so much. Even if you're the most educated person in the world and you think you know everything, you really know nothing until you start talking to somebody from somewhere else.
By that measure, Shannon knows quite a lot by now. She guesses that she's spoken to roughly 100 people so far, and she's built a website to house these interviews, photographs, and videos. She calls the project I Am the Mountain, and on it, one woman talks about her experience during World
War
II.
Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Europe, from born in Poland, and emigrated to Germany. I'm German because I was German parents, and in Poland we were involved in hiding Jews from Mr. Hitler. I shouldn't even call him mister.
In another, Shannon speaks to an inactive gang member, his affiliation tattooed on his bare arm.
Not too long ago, we've been part of the biggest gang, LGF, associated with Latin Kings, Brownside, and Pachucos, and Riverside.
How did you get out? Is it hard to get out?
Once you win, there's no way out.
And in another, a deaf man in a cap and a kilt signs as he speaks.
As I become more wise and grow older, and I start noticing how hearing people are, that few hearing people are afraid to talk, don't even know how.
His name was Joe, and he gave his interview in sign language, and they taught me the sign for mountain.
So you say you've been walking up the mountain with this specific purpose in mind for just about every day for a year?
Yes, it actually, I would say before that, it was just something that I thought of often. I would say May 18th, specifically, it had rained all day, and I found myself at the mountain, and I ended up randomly meeting a man named Serge Mabunsu from the Congo. We ended up walking the 5-mile loop around the base of the mountain, and I found out so much about him. He had been a Catholic priest in Paris, and I thought, wow, here he is all the way in Stone Mountain. It sort of sparked a bug in me that I really knew that all the people that I see here who are speaking in another language, who are dressed in their cultural garments, they all have stories. So I decided I would make myself available for it.
For Byrne, there's more to this openness than the desire to hear other people's stories. Place has a lot to do with it. Shannon notes that she grew up in Stone Mountain and that the Ku Klux Klan chose the summit as its rebirth place in 1915.
100 years ago next year. So whenever I would say, hey, I'm from Stone Mountain,
Like that's the one thing that people know.
That's the only thing, yes. So to come back after years away and come back and suddenly see the world here, I was blown away. I wanted to be proud of where I'm from. And seeing this kind of restores some of that pride.
And in sharing these stories, Byrne hopes to restore it in others as well. She sees the mountain and the people on it as a sort of ambassador for the South. And she reminds me that she's not the first who hoped Stone Mountain would be a symbol of hope.
Dr. King gave this major shout out in the I Have a Dream speech. Among all the other mountain ranges he mentions, from the heightening Alleghenies to the prodigious hilltops of Maine to Lookout Mountain, Tennessee, he specifically says, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia.
And that may be what Shannon means by calling her project I Am the Mountain, that freedom is to be found in each person that she meets and each story that she collects. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.
We have video footage of Mike's and Shannon's hike up Stone Mountain on our website, wabe.org/citycafe. There you'll also find a link to Shannon's site, I Am the Mountain. This is City Cafe.